Do you want me to show you how to hold that?
No, I don't need you to show me how to hold it.
Okay. As it was written for Sam Rockwell, okay. I really wanted to create something which would appeal to him and also appeal to myself. And for me, what I found most interesting was the question of, you know, what would it be like if you actually met yourself?
Fuck! God! Shit!
19-2.
And that was a question which had so many possible answers and so many stories could come out of that, that I think it was sort of rich pickings, and it became very exciting to navigate a path through that question.
If you see yourself on film, or you see yourself in the mirror, you see a picture of yourself, and people have those experiences where they see a picture of themselves and they go, did I do that? You know, and I think that this is really what the movie's about in a way. It's about like, am I really like that? Do I really, because you have an image of yourself in your head of what you're like. Could it be Cary Grant, you know? It's not, and then you realize, no, I'm not Cary Grant. I'm this guy. I thought I was George Clooney. No, you're not. You're this guy. And so I think that that is an interesting question. And I hope that we addressed it fully.
Open.
This is a real experiment in narcissism. Yeah, it's been interesting. I think I've had enough of myself, for sure.
Would you be sharing your scenes with Sam Rockwell?
Yes.
And how has that experience been? Would you recommend it to anyone?
He's very talented, that kid, and I taught him a lot. It's a very strange experiment, and you know, God bless people who pay tickets to go see this, because you know, I'm sick of myself right now. But you know, hopefully we made it interesting for them.
Sam one walks this way. He's going towards the sleeping quarters, and we basically track back and end up in a.
There's a degree of first time passion
that
is unique to just being a first timer. That is just like the director's willing to like jump off a bridge to get the movie made. You know, so it's that can be inspiring. And that's certainly true with Duncan.
I had a little accident on the shoot because I was somewhere where I shouldn't have been. Climbed up some scaffolding and had a little bit of a fall and got a little cut above my eye.
I was saving Sam Rockwell from a pack of wild dogs. Took six of them out. Wasn't able to get the seventh one. But tried to bite me, swerved around, bumped my head into a wall.
Come on out, kid.